on 7HOFM, in the front row with Bo.
The Little Things. Denzel Washington, Rami Malek and Jared Leto star in this detective thriller. When Kern County Sheriff Deke is sent to LA to collect evidence, he inadvertently becomes embroiled in the search for a killer with ties to his own past. Unable to let the past go, he ends up resuming a manhunt that cost him everything 5 years ago.
After 2 months and four victims, you don't have a suspect.
Things probably changed a lot since he left.
You still got to catch him, right?
Not that much has changed then.
I want to nail him.
I want to nail him too.
Can I help you?
Difference is, I'm doing it for me.
It's the little things, Jimmy. It's the little things that rip you apart. It's the little things that get you caught.
The cast here is all-star, with Denzel, great as always, Rami Malek playing a young, promising detective, puts his best foot forward, and a creepy performance which you'd come to expect from a talented man like Jared Leto, rounding out the ensemble.
How's the trunk space?
It's also directed by John Lee Hancock, of the Founder and Saving Mr. Banks type of fame, and this film starts with a particularly creepy interaction on a poorly lit country road. From there, however, it takes a slow approach to the subject matter. I will say I'm a sucker for serial killer films, even though most are pretty awful. With the talent this film has, though, it's no surprise that the hype was huge. Unfortunately, the film feels a little clunky at times, and therefore it really hinges on the cast. Lucky for them, they were able to sign some great talent, and without which this film would fall well short. But due to a good mix, it makes it worthwhile. It's bound to get mixed reviews, and I'm giving it 6 Jaffers out of 10. If you like your serial killer detective stories, then this is worth a watch. If not, maybe wait for streaming. The Little Things.
In another lifetime, we could be friends.